I'm just going to preach to Israel. He's the only one agreeing with me this morning. And after what he went through yesterday, he'd probably agree with anything. Proverbs 5, 1 and 2. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Godly wisdom learned by actual and costly experience. You know, we learn wisdom by going through things and doing dumb stuff and then realizing, well, this didn't get me a very good result. So maybe I'll do it another way. How many of you have lived long enough now that you've had some experiences? All right. Well, then why do we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over thinking we're going to get a different result? Lack of wisdom. And incline your ear to my understanding and what is becoming and prudent for you. Verse 2. That you may exercise proper discrimination and discretion, and that your lips may guard and keep knowledge and the wise answer to temptation. So temptation's going to come, and he's saying, when it comes, then you need to be ready with a wise answer. And you know what the wisest answer is to temptation? It's so simple. Two little letters. No. Only this side of the room knows how to say that. Come on, all the way up the top. No. No. You got to start talking back to the devil. When he starts filling your mind full of junk, just say, shut up. No. I did that this morning, combing my hair, and all of a sudden it's got this. I just said, no, shut up. I don't want to hear that stuff. Do now what you'll be happy with later. What's going to be the result if you cave into your temptation one more time? That means then you're still going to have to face it and deal with it the next time. You either deal with it now or you deal with it later, but you will deal with it. I like the way Dave says it. He says, you will either make yourself accountable or you will be made accountable by your circumstances. Hello. We either make ourselves accountable to manage our money properly and not spend more than we make and not waste it, or sooner or later we will be made accountable by the debt collectors. We either take care of ourselves now and we eat decent food, right portions. We realize that we have all these joints in our body because that means movement. And so we get a little exercise, we walk, we make sure that we're not just too immobile. We do some things to take care of ourselves. And if we don't, then disease will hold us accountable at some time later on in our life. You know, how many of you guys hope when you're 70 you look as good as my husband does? All right. Now, he doesn't look that good just because God favored him and blessed him tremendously. He's been working out 3 and 4 times a week for 50 years. So it's not going to do any good to say, well, man, I wish I looked like that. We don't need wishbone. We need the courage to stand up and do what we need to do. So we're going to be happy with the results later on. Wisdom leads to promotion. Wisdom leads to riches and honor. Wisdom leads to respect, to peace. Many times when I choose wisdom to not say something that I know would start a problem with somebody, then I reap peace. Where if I go ahead and just do what I feel like doing, even though I know it's not the smartest decision, then I'm going to be miserable. Wisdom brings a harvest of righteousness in your life. I believe when we do the right thing, it is such a good choice for many reasons, but one of them is when you do the right thing, you don't have to go through the